Hey, we're back and we're live and we're freaking out here in Los Angeles at PDC Channel 9 Live. Remember, you can always tweet your questions at CH9 Live online here at the Channel 9. We love it. Are you using the Twitter?
Yes.
You are? And your last name is Kron.
Yes.
That is so awesome.
Thank you.
We've got a guy whose name is Hack.
Yes.
At Microsoft. Your name is Mark Kron?
Martin.
Markson?
Martin.
Martin Kron.
Yes.
And that was your born name. You didn't change your name.
Who would change it to that?
I don't know. We've got a guy named Phil Hack, and people are convinced that he has changed his name to Hack. Why is your name Kron? Was this changed as you came in through Ellis Island?
No, I don't know
it was
the whole story.
It was Kronovich, just... and then they said, looks like a Kron?
Yeah. I don't know the whole story on that, but...
You had said that you might have a funny story.
So the funny story is, years ago, I was doing sysadmin work as well as doing web dev work. And I set up a bunch of cron jobs to automate certain things. Mm-hmm. And
do you call them me jobs?
No, I should.
You should totally do that.
I ran into my old boss years later, and he said, that's so great running into you. You know, we still call them cron jobs. And he thought that I'd named them after me. I was like, okay, you can... have that level of ignorance. I don't mind.
So you work at I Can Has Cheeseburger, is that right?
Yes.
What's the name of the company? Is it Cheeseburger Labs?
Well, the official name of the company is it's moving to Cheeseburger Network.
Is it Cheeseburger spelled with a Z?
Yes, with a Z and not the normal amount of E's.
Right, so there's like five or six E's in the middle.
There's only two E's. So it's C-H-E-E-Z Burger.
Okay. So it's Cheeseburger
Network.
Networks. And you don't just have I Can't Has Cheeseburger. I mean, everyone's seen this, right, at ICan'tHasCheeseburger.com, the LOL cats.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what it started with, and then broadened it to include funny pictures of dogs. And then beyond dogs, there's a site called Pundit Kitchen, which is funny news and politics. Mm-hmm. There's Raffle Razi, which is funny celebrity pictures. There's Graph Jam, which is funny graphs and charts.
And you run Failblog, too?
And we run Failblog. And Failblog is right now our largest site in terms of traffic.
And this is just pictures of people failing epically.
Well, it's not just fails. If somebody does something really great, we put that up there and label it win.
But I've never seen that. There are so many more fails than wins.
Well, that's just life for you.
And was this your idea or one of your business partners' ideas?
Oh, no.
Who decided this was a good idea?
Well,
I mean, do you realize how ridiculous it is that this is like a business? Isn't that amazing? Do you ever just wake up and you go, dude, funny pictures of cats? Yes.
Yes. It wasn't my idea. And the funny cat pictures emerged outside of the site.
Really?
Yes. So there were different internet communities. The biggest one is 4chan that was, you know, featuring lolcats in their forums, and mm-hmm. people would... you know, take these pictures and put captions on them and share them. And that was really popular for this small group of sort of internet lunatics.
Right, kind of elite individuals on a corner of the internet.
Exactly. And a kind of unsavory corner of the internet. I mean, there's
not somewhere you want to visit.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're at work now and you want to check out 4chan, don't, please.
Right, it's bad enough that we've mentioned it.
Exactly.
Yes. Let us not speak of it again.
And there were some people who put together a site with these cat pictures. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is ripe for a broader audience.
Okay.
I put together this site, and then it suddenly became very popular, hit the broad audience, and the current owner of the company purchased it from the people who started it. So,
really? That's a pretty clever thing to have done.
Exactly. And it's an interesting story because he was working, his name is Ben Ha, he's just a great guy to work for. He was working at a job he didn't really like and had found out about this I Can't Has Cheeseburger site. It was really popular, and a friend of his said, you should buy that. He said, I can't have the money for that. It's like, oh, I'm an investor. I'll give you the money. You should buy the site.
Yeah.
And so many people chase investment money and VC money. And he just had a friend. It's like, here, have some money.
Have some money for your funny cat picture site.
Exactly.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't
happen. Web 2.0, people.
Yes.
Microsoft PDC. If you've just joining us, we're talking with Martin Kron, inventor of the Kron job, not really. And you can tweet questions to @CH9Live, and we'll have those come up on the big board. So you guys now have, like, what, 30 people working at the company?
Yeah, 30 people working for us, working on around 40 different websites.
And this is the part that's interesting. There's the cheeseburger site, mm-hmm. there's the fail blogs, but then there's also you don't know what the next big thing is going to be, right?
No.
But you can't exactly spin it up full size and say, you know, the next big thing is going to be, you know, pictures of people on the bus being stupid. And then you fire up, like, you know, you go and you buy a bunch of servers and you put this thing up, right?
Yeah, we can't really do that.
Because you don't know if it's going to happen
or
not. Yeah,
so we launch a lot of sites, and for a while we were launching about a site a week.
Really?
Yes.
Just like, were you just sitting around, like in meetings, just going,
pretty
funny
much
people with hats?
Yeah.
People at Walmart. People in the airport.
Well,
hey, by the way, people at the airport. Have you done that one?
No,
yet?
We haven't.
You can have that.
Well, I'm going to the airport today, so I'll take pictures of
funny pictures of freakish people and what they wear at the airport. Flip-flops? Come on, you're in public. Dress up, people. Nice shoes. That's a free idea. You can have that.
Okay, I'll take it. We had a site that was one of the sites that didn't really gain traction. It
right.
was called Go Back and Change. I thought that was a pretty cool name.
That's awesome.
Go back and change? Yeah, that had pictures of people dressed really, really badly.
Can I buy that from you?
No, we're not done with it yet.
Oh,
it just hasn't been really successful. And it was an example of one of those sites that we throw out there and has some good content, but it doesn't really get traction.
Yeah.
Another example of a site that we launched recently that started really small is called There I Fixed It, which is a site...
Oh. I saw that.
Yeah.
So like you have somebody who's like got this car and then the door falls off and he just covers it in duct tape and he's
exactly.
like, there, I fixed it.
Yeah, just so these epic...
And I love that site.
Epic kludge jobs.
Yeah.
Right? And that
didn't
was...
take off?
No, it's taken off. It's huge.
Oh, good.
Right, that's an example
oh,
of...
good.
That's the counterexample of Go Back and Change.
Okay, great.
There, I Fixed It is huge. And mm-hmm. you recognized it.
Yeah, I totally recognized it.
Yeah, and...
I didn't realize that was you guys.
Yeah, we get that reaction a lot. So we've been launching a lot of these sites mm-hmm. and we're not promoting them directly and we're not labeling them as... Hey, this is a Cheeseburger Network site. So we put it out there on the internet and see who finds it mm-hmm. and see if it gets traction enough to be self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, that works.
But is that expensive? I mean, are you running these machines, running on these on different machines? I mean, why the need to think about going to the cloud for something like this?
So for going to the cloud, we've had different hosting solutions for these WordPress blogs.
Right.
So like the big high-profile WordPress blogs, like I Can Have Cheeseburger and Failblog, we run those with WordPress.com on VIP hosting, which is absolutely great, scales up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Matt and the guys at Automattic do a wonderful job.
Okay.
But for a site like Don't Judge My Hair, I'll answer that in a moment. This is distracting. A site like Don't Judge My Hair or People
Twitter
of Walmart, or we don't actually have People of Walmart, we can't afford to launch on VIP hosting because it may or may not take off. So we've been launching the smaller sites on a different hosting provider, which works really great when we don't have any traffic. But then all of a sudden we have traffic and everything melts and dies.
Okay, so let me see if I understand what you're saying. So there's WordPress, the folks that handle WordPress hosting.
Yes.
You can go and say, I want VIP hosting because I know this is going to be awesome.
Yes.
And then there's the kind of $5, this is a small site, throw it out there.
Yes.
But there's that transition between the two that is a problem.
Exactly. You know, so we've got really great hosting for the really big sites like Failblog.
Mm-hmm.
We've got really great hosting for the sites that don't take off. But the transitional ones are hard.
Mm-hmm.
So where Azure works for us is we can deploy on Windows Azure and have a small set of deployments, right? So we can just have, we're running on two or three instances,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then if the spike hits, then we can quickly scale up and say, okay, hey, we're running this WordPress MU install on 10 instances or 20 instances.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the spike is over, because it's usually a spike, and the graph that I had in the keynote was, you know, sort of this low level of traffic. I wish I had the graph with me. The low level of traffic.
This
and then
is your graph here?
Yeah, this
okay.
is my...
This is your graph?
If I had three hands,
totally
I could do it perfectly.
You. I'll hear.
Okay, there we go. So you're the spike.
I'm the spike.
Spike back down. Spike back down, right?
Okay.
This is the low level of traffic.
Right.
And then we have the spike, and then his forearm is the new level of traffic.
Oh, right. So it became popular, but then it kind of went back.
Exactly.
And you don't know what to do.
Well, no, but the new level, your forearm
oh,
is higher than my forearm.
Oh, I
right?
see what you're saying.
So we have these spikes, and then we get our new audience, right? The people who came in with everyone else from Dig mm-hmm. or everyone else from Reddit, they're the new audience. Right, but
the
if
new
we
subscribers,
the new subscribers,
the regulars.
Yeah, the regulars, the people who really like the stuff. So, if we crash and burn when we have that spike,
mm-hmm.
all of those people who would be our regulars,
right,
they go away,
and they're going to put pictures of your website on Failblog.
Exactly. Well, they can try.
Yeah, this is true.
So what happens is, we need to be able to scale up,
mm-hmm.
which is always easy, right? Yeah, I can always call people up and say, "Give me more servers."
Right.
But we need to be able to scale down too. right? It's like, wow. Oh, you know, the spike is over, right?
Well, that's a very interesting point, because a lot of people are talking about, you know, the elastic things and the cloud, the whole idea that I'm going to just crank it up and now we're Twitter and we're, you know, it's always going to be like that. But it really isn't. It's about getting on Reddit or Dig or on Conan O'Brien or something like that, one of our competitive shows. I'm coming for you, Conan. And then you become popular, and then you're not, right? You've spent all this money on servers, and what do you do with them?
Yeah, our real-world traffic is far more spiky than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
And are you managing all of these sites? You have, like, people watching the web infrastructure of Azure and seeing, like, what the next big thing is? I mean, do you literally not know when it's coming? Like,
well,
you maybe
sometimes,
wake up and...
sometimes we know when it's coming. Okay. So if we're going to cross-promote something from Failblog, you know, we schedule that. We know exactly when that's going to happen.
Really? So you actually structure a kind of like popular cross links to your own sites?
Yes.
So Failblog is guaranteed win, and I Can't Have Cheeseburger, those are sites that get great traffic and everyone's paying attention to those.
Exactly. And, you know, people who are on those sites, they see, you know, we run this feature called Around the Interwebs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they click on those things and we get great cross referral traffic because they have a certain baseline minimum of quality.
We've got some other questions coming in on Twitter. Remember, if you're just joining us here on Channel 9 Live, you can tweet your questions at @CH9Live on Twitter. And folks are going to put that up on the big screen here. And someone has just said, well, they think that Go Back and Change is going to be available. I think Go Back and Change is a great freaking idea.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that would make it as big as Failblog is all of our sites, all of our content is user-generated. So we don't have people on staff with cameras taking pictures of cats or taking pictures of
really?
People
you
failing.
You never submit your own? I mean, you've got 30 people. Surely some of you must have a
cute
cat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a cute cat, and I take pictures, and I even write my own captions, but they're not funny enough to make it to the front page, so it doesn't matter. So all of the stuff comes from users, right? So they user-submitted content. And then the other part of this magical machine that we've got is the users curate the content by voting on it. You know, it's like, oh, that's not a very good picture. I'm going to give it a thumbs down vote. Mm-hmm. Or that picture is awesome. I'm going to give it a thumbs up vote. Mm-hmm. Or that picture is really awesome. I'm going to give it a thumbs up vote and add it to my favorites.
Right.
So people can keep their favorites as part of their account on the Cheeseburger
Network. Is this custom code or is this something that's built into WordPress? Like, I mean, you've got 30 people. I'm interested how you're partitioning your work.
Yeah, so the basic structure of our systems is we have a back-end publishing system that's written in ASP.NET, C#, the SQL Server. Yeah, I like it.
Cool.
We get about 10,000 submissions a day coming into our back-end system.
10,000 pictures of
cats
across all the networks.
Yes, across all the networks. So the people, you know, falling down.
Your job is, dude.
I'm very aware of how awesome my job is. So we have all of these submissions, and sometimes I look at the raw submission feed and I'm thinking, what the hell?
There you go. The rawsubmissionfeed.com. That could be a thing, and you could just have it flow. There's a river of crap.
I'm telling you, you don't want
Twitter.
That. Yeah.
It would be great. Don't you have lots of, I mean, you have a lot of content that's probably repeats, it's been done before.
Yeah, so we have some systems that if something is exactly the same as something we've already submitted, we just ignore it.
How do you know that? I mean, if the river of crap keeps coming, have you ever duplicated stuff just because you never, so-and-so, Fred, didn't recognize that we did that last week?
Well, part of the back-end system, and that's where I do most of my work, is if we get the same image submission, the exact same file, you know, we just do an MD5 hash and we compare. It's like, oh, well, we've already, you know, we've seen this before. This one's old, so we know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. So once things go into our submission system, we push it to our voting system.
Okay.
And our users can tell us, you know, the things that are good and the things that are bad. Mm-hmm. And then the things that ascend from voting that are good enough, they make it to our WordPress blogs. So a WordPress blog is essentially a syndication point for us.
Ah. So you just kind of, you know, could you get something that is both an awesome picture of a cat and a great fail, and you could just go and say, yes, that's so awesome, it needs to be on both sites?
Yes, and that's something that I've sort of specifically implemented in our system. So the same asset, as we call it, can be featured in multiple voting pools, and if it's funny enough, it can be pushed out to different sites.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had said before that you don't go out of your way on the sites to actually point out that this is a Cheeseburger Network site. But is there a list? A question here from the Twitter guy wants to know if there's a list of all the Cheeseburger Network sites. If I'm a huge fan of your stuff and I really want to know, is there a hidden about page where I can find the complete list, or do I have to search the interwebs myself?
There's actually a Twitter list. that someone has maintained. So all of our sites, we have a Twitter account for each site that is basically just, hey, we posted this funny thing, go look at it.
Just Twitter as
exactly.
RSS feed.
Yes, yeah, just Twitter as RSS proxy. And I think we use a tool to just pipe our RSS into Twitter. I don't know exactly how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And someone made a Twitter list of all of those accounts. So you can just follow that list and you can see everything that gets sent to each one of those sites.
Okay.
But to be completely unhelpful, I don't remember the name of that list right now.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, they can Google it with Bing and they can find that on the Bing. So, but you're saying that there's no like hidden place on I Can't Has Cheeseburger that's like, psst, here's all our other stuff.
Well, there isn't yet, but that's one of the things that we're actively working on mm-hmm. and that I've been advocating. We need a site directory because people love these things.
Yeah, I want more. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't realize that There I Fixed It and Failblog were all you.
Yes. So, There I Fixed
It. And now that I like you so much, now that we're like great friends, mm-hmm. I want to follow all of your stuff.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. So, you should get on that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm kind of distracted. I had to come here to PDC.
Well, speaking of distractions, the Twitter just keeps coming here. We've got a guy who says, Story Potters, how did these sites originally gain in popularity? I mean, what's the anatomy of a viral startup?
Well, it's not predictable. We can't predict what thing is going to be successful and what thing is not going to be successful.
How did it start? I mean, there must have been some one picture like that. You know, there's like that poster that everyone talks about, the cat that's like hanging off a cliff and it's just like, hang in there. And, and that's like iconic. Mm-hmm. Is there like one? Is it the I Can Has Cheeseburger,
yeah, it really
the original?
Is the I Can Has Cheeseburger original cat. We call him Happy Cat.
You call him Happy Cat?
That's his name.
Okay.
You can buy a plush Happy Cat at the cheeseburger store.
And for those people who like plush things, you can go and check that out at the I Can't Has Cheeseburger store.
It's cute.
I think it's great. That was made, that's lost in the history of time. Like, we don't really know who the person that made that is.
I personally don't know. I think the provenance of the image itself was from a Russian cat food company.
Really?
Yes.
We need to have people go out on the interwebs and see if they can figure that out. And I just want to remind people, if they're just now joining us, that they can tweet their questions at CH9Live and tell your friends to be watching us online at MicrosoftPDC.com as you are. And we're sitting down with Martin Cron from the Cheeseburger Networks. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Cheeseburger Networks?
Yeah.
I keep wanting to call you I Can Has Cheeseburger Guy.
Yeah, well, then, and that's okay.
And I'm surprised you don't have like a whole suit and the whole, you look very nice, but you didn't come like all cheeseburgered out with the T-shirt and the Impact font.
Yeah, I was really torn on that. I was thinking of just
you thought about it, didn't you?
I was thinking of just wearing a shirt
that
says fail. But
nice. Just hash fail?
Yeah, or nice. Just probably not even hash fail, just fail and impact.
And impact. Impact is the font that
Impact is the font that the vast majority of our captions are written in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a cultural thing. And I think it's funny. It's a funny-looking typeface.
Now, if I was going to start something like this, I think I would probably do it the same way you did. I'd start a blog, and I'd start doing kind of crazy mm-hmm. user submissions and stuff like that. But at some point, you go from being a hobby to being a job, and you have 30 people working for you now.
Yes.
And speaking of prominence of images, do you have situations where you have to do takedowns? Like, that cat's really funny, but he's copyrighted.
Yes. So, just like with everyone else on the internet, if somebody, claims that they own that image, we mm-hmm. take it down. But when people submit to our systems, they, agree to the terms and conditions that they own the image well enough to send it to us.
So they check a box.
Yes, they check a box.
And by doing such, they guarantee that they don't know where that image came from.
And by doing so, they guarantee that we can't be sued because somebody uploaded something to us.
So you basically, your requirement is just to take it down if necessary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It works.
And what do you think that are you gonna do more with Azure going forward? I mean, is it kind of in a trial? It's feeling pretty good it's working pretty well.
We're in trial, so the first site that we've launched is called Oddly Specific.
I gotta write this down. Oddly Specific.
Okay, yes.
And what freakish images am I gonna see at Oddly Specific?
So we get a lot of fail blog submissions that are signage. People take pictures of signs that are contradictory. We just published our first fail blog book. Called Fail Nation.
You're making books now?
Yes.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
So you've got plushies and
got
books.
T-shirts. Yes, of course.
Mugs. Of any image I want on the site?
Not yet. That's something we're actively working on. Mm-hmm. And so if you really think that this picture is really funny, you should be able to buy it on a physical world object.
Mm-hmm.
But we just don't have that yet. But on the cover of the Fail Blog book is a sign that says, exit only
you know, enter here or something that's just completely wrong. You know, it's a failed sign. We've been getting a lot of sign submissions that are funny but aren't really fail, right? So they're really...
They're oddly specific.
Very good. You tied them in nicely.
See?
You should do this for a living.
Well, you know.
So that's where the oddly specific comes from. So
and that's running on Azure.
That's running on Azure today, now.
So the huge crush of traffic for the two individuals that are here in the studio audience as they rush to visit that website.
If both of them hit the website
right now. When he wakes up, when this guy
all four of them.
We've just doubled our audience here at Channel 9 Live. And if you've got questions for the four people in our audience, you can remember to Twitter them there. There's four people in the audience. In fact, 4,000 people are watching us online right now, which
is pretty cool,
using the Silverlight Smooth Streaming. And when these three people actually wake up, they'll have questions for us, too, as well. So oddlyspecific.com is these things that are not quite fail, but they are oddly specific.
Yeah, and they're funny. I mean, I think they're funny.
Mm-hmm. And you're anticipating that when this works, do you think you'll move other applications and other sites over to Azure?
Yeah, that's the goal.
This is interesting because your live sites are PHP, but your backend is ASP.NET.
Yes.
Do you think you'll move the administrative stuff over too, since you can run anything you want?
We could, and it's one of those things where, you know, if the technology were available several years ago, it's something I would have absolutely advocated. It's like, you know, we shouldn't have to maintain our own servers. So, you know, right now we have our own servers, and moving them over, you know, would be relatively easy, but, you know, they work, and we've got other more important problems to solve right now. Mm-hmm. So, we're like the list of all ICANN has cheeseburger network sites is more important than moving things to Azure. Sorry.
We're getting random questions here. What are these things on your table? Thank you. I appreciate that you're not only paying attention, but that you're deeply invested in the kind of technology broadcasting that we're trying to bring
here. Was he talking about these things?
He's talking about those. He wants to know about the water here. He wants to know about our non-specific brand of soda that we have put in here because we can't give them free advertising. We'll just say it's called Diet something here.
Nice.
That's good, Diet something. And also, we've got a clock radio and stuff like that. It's not exactly interesting. It's a lot like Jimmy Fallon's desk. And I'm coming for you, Jimmy Fallon. It's over. It begins now. 4,000 people are actually... You know, actually, I think Oprah loses 4,000 people to bathroom breaks on her show. I mean, literally that many people leave. I appreciate every single one of you guys, and I want you to follow me on Twitter at S. Hanselman. Check me out. are you on the Twitter?
Yeah.
Personally? Do you want these people to follow you?
Absolutely.
You probably don't.
Well, I mean...
What's your Twitter name?
It's Martin Cron.
Martin Cron.
Yeah.
Inventor of the Cron job.
Absolutely.
If you haven't actually been here earlier, Martin's last name is Cron.
Yes.
As in Cron job. And I suggested that you call them me jobs, which I thought would be funny.
Well, you know, fortunately, I don't do that much
administration. It's too late for
administration
that. It could have been a
at
thing.
This point.
Right.
You know, and that's one of the things that I like about the Azure stuff is that, you know, I don't have to manage the servers.
Nice segue.
I know.
That was so awesome. Let's do that again.
I got it for you, man.
That was awesome. Let's do that again. That was great.
Yeah. No, I mean...
It's great that your name is Cron, Martin Cron. And speaking of Cron jobs...
Speaking of Cron jobs, how I don't want to have to manage servers.
You're wearing a suit. Are you a business person or are you a programmer?
No, I'm not wearing a suit. I'm just wearing a jacket.
You're wearing a jacket, though.
No, I'm flying today.
Jacket.
I don't want to be... Yeah.
Do you own more than one jacket? Exactly.
So you are a programmer, aren't you? Yes, absolutely.
I've caught you. I thought you were the business guy, but you're
a
coder.
I am a coder, absolutely.
That's awesome. Now, you wrote most of the back-end systems?
I didn't write most of the back-end systems. I mean, there's a team of five developers who may be watching, so I can't say.
You can't take credit for that?
It's all me.
Martin Cron did it all.
Yes. but, yeah, that's the part that I predominantly work on, the back-end system. Mm-hmm.
And this flood of stuff that's coming in, this is coming in from PHP and then flowing into the ASP.NET backends?
Well, it's coming
The flow?
It's coming from various sources, right? So we have, for the cheeseburger-style sites that are pictures with captions, we have a LOL Builder application.
A what builder?
LOL Builder, LOL.
LOL?
Yeah, exactly. So we call it the LOL Builder.
LOL Builder.
Exactly. So you can upload a picture, drop captions on it, and then submit it, and it'll go into our voting pools.
So you can actually. So I don't have to do the impact font myself in paint.net or something.
Yeah, exactly. Most of the things come to us through our submission tools. And in addition to the
people are, sorry, isn't it awful?
Yeah.
The Twitter, is it very distracting, isn't it? You were saying low builder.
I'd like to press a button that would make that go away. No, it's okay. I like having the questions. It's just it's distracting.
So the LOL Builder is part of the WordPress plugin?
Yes, it's actually part of our .NET application. So people come to our .NET app, they use the LOL Builder, we have a couple builders that are implemented in Flash for more advanced interactions. We've got the motivational posters. We do this breaking news template so it can look like a screen capture of a newscast, which is pretty cute.
That's cool.
And we also have an API where developers can write applications for, say, smartphones.
Okay, so ICANN Cheeseburger has an API of its own that I could use.
That you can use.
To make money.
You can try.
it's a REST-based API?
Yeah, so it's a REST-based API that people can submit content to, and they can also pull content down from. So if you're writing an app, all 4,000 people out there, and you want to get a random lolcat picture as just part of your application, you can write against our API and just pull one down.
So that API became dramatically successful. That might be something that you would move into Azure.
Absolutely.
Now, what could I possibly want to write with an API that returns me pictures of cats? Is there an example of the successful app? Like, wow, I never knew what this guy would write.
There's a Boxy client.
Okay.
You know, so people, running.
Explain what Boxy is.
I don't know what Boxy is.
So
somebody
know,
told me. Yeah,
someone just
it's
told
a set
you
top.
Nice.
It's a set top interface
cats
for
delivered to your TV set.
Exactly. You know, so one of the channels you can have there is cats. The Chumby little pillow shaped
Chumby. Yeah, they just came out with a new one that's $100.
Exactly. So the Chumby has an ICANN Cheeseburger app that pulls down pictures. And then if you want sort of the typical example app is submissions from a mobile phone. So I've got my mobile phone. I can take a picture with my cat or of my cat. I can put a caption on it right there on my phone.
It's just like it's
and
just,
send it to our API, and it'll go into our voting pool. And if for some reason I actually wrote something funny, it'll be voted up. And if it gets voted up really well, it'll wind up on the front page of the site.
Couldn't there be a funny cat denial of service? I could write an Azure worker service that would just send you a stream of random images of cats with random captions. Denial of service, the 30 guys that work at your company.
You can, I guess. I'd prefer it if you didn't.
I'm just trying to figure out how the business model works.
Okay, yeah.
And you're actually supporting 30 people on this. This
yes.
is fantastic. This
yeah,
is a real company. It's not a hobby anymore.
Yeah,
it's not just college students.
It's not a hobby. It's a real company. And, it's a profitable company. We're doing well.
Really?
Yes. I can't give you numbers.
No. But
they don't give me numbers
either.
But
you're paying people's mortgages on the backs of these cats.
Yes. Not one of my paychecks has bounced.
That is very, very cool.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's an exciting time.
Yeah. Let's see, we got any couple more questions here? We got another question about the cloud we'll talk about. We're going to have actually a little bit later here on Channel 9 Live, we're going to have Bob Muglia, who's one of our super powerful VPs. It's like super SVP, I think, super VP.
Nice.
And you can tweet questions to Bob about the cloud at CH. He's president.
Okay.
He's even more powerful. Hey, where is he? Is he here? This is the thing. When you say something about a Microsoft person, whether it be Scott Gu or someone else, then you go, are they behind me? Are they behind me? He heard me say that. Fortunately, he's actually talking to another guy right now. He didn't hear that, so don't tell anyone.
Okay.
You can go ahead and send your questions to at CH9Live, and I want to say thank you very much, Martin Cron, for sitting down and chatting with me about ICANN Has Cheeseburger.
Thank you
very much.